The Ghanaian community was happy to see President Mahama, most especially since the meeting is coming after a successful and peaceful Supreme Court verdict. President Mahama briefed them on some happenings back home. He said the just-ended novel Supreme Court case has again placed Ghana a notch higher as a model of democracy and an icon of peace. He said the economy of the country is growing at 8% per annum, and it is quite encouraging. He said agriculture is improving, and this year alone, maize production made a surplus of 200,000 metric tons, more than the country needed. On energy, he said there has been some crisis, but the energy ministry and the VRA are still working to ensure that the country does not return to the low shedding era again.
Ghana had to resort to a load shedding system as a result of shortfall in power generation. I decided to consult some experts to solve the crisis. If there has been one issue that has taken my attention since I became president, is the energy crisis. With Ghana's economic growth of 8% per annum, the population is also growing and demand for energy has increased. Without energy, industries would fold up and development will stop. Now, thankfully, the situation has stabilized and power generation has improved drastically.
President Mahama stated that Ghana is not doing badly, and if nothing particularly binds them, they could return home to start their own businesses. He noted that it is the massive progress that prompted Benin President Yayi Boni to invite him to speak to the Benin youth on job creation. He assured them there are a number of skills development programs running. He shared an interesting observation President Yayi Boni made.
I think because I feel no need to do Ghana should boys, no more talk,
President Yayi Boni told me that in the past it was obvious to see young Ghanaian cobblers or shoemakers move around in search of customers. For the past 5 years, one can hardly see these boys around, and his inquiries have shown that they have returned to Ghana. It is one of the reasons why President Yayi Boni invited me to share Ghana's secret with the Beninua youth. I briefed them on the youth employment models, which gives skills like hairdressing and welding to young people. Gradually, things are getting better.
Boys, no welders, no. If you see a person who's young welding, who's young welding new year, near some welding plants at their mouth, say, J, Kosha or Brassi. And there might be brave, it's me, a beer on one, Kasam Wiguan. And see, Kakaka, and your mind, Kosuye.
President Mahama advised those who have special skills to return and assist in developing their motherland.